With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back to The Sesh. I am your hostess, Kendall Ray.
And I am your other hostess, Janelle. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Hopefully you guys had a good week. And I'm really excited about this episode because we are talking about something that we're both obsessed with, the Mandela effect.
Do you remember the night that you informed me
of it? Yes, I remember. Dude, when I found out about the Mandela effect, and we'll get into more of it and examples and everything, but I was so fucking shook.
Me too.
Oh my god. And when I told you about it, like, I remember I was like, oh, this is so good. Like, I was telling everyone about it.
Honestly, it was like kind of one of my first introductions to at least the kind of trippy phenomena type world.
Yeah, totally.
You know, you guys told us about it. We were like, you know, hanging out one night.
Yeah.
Smoking some green. Yeah. Having some fun. And you guys started telling me about it, and my mind was blown. I was like, what the hell? So then I was like, I am making a video about this. And I like went around and called a bunch of friends. This was like, what year was that? 2014?
I don't know. Yeah,
15?
Probably.
Or no, not that late. Maybe 16.
Maybe 16.
I don't know. We'll have to look. But I did do a video. It was probably one of my first intro videos into this type of world. So I feel like we need to have a full circle moment.
Hell yeah.
Look back at the Mandela effect, because there's been a lot of new Mandela effects that I didn't even know about that have really blown my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's really interesting. And some people think it's like total bullshit. Some people are really into the idea of it.
Right.
You'll have to let us know what you guys think. And, you know, as we go through these, you'll have to let us know if you remember them being a different way than how they are.
Right.
How they are.
How they, quote, are.
Who knows what even is real now?
It's really mind blowing. The whole thing is like the fact that I feel so many people remember something wrong is just weird. Like, why? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Why, like, if when there's the majority, when you look at Google searches of, you know, one of the Mandela effects, like I remember a long time ago reading this thing where it was like, if you look at how many Google searches are for the wrong thing of whatever it may be, there's way more. So people genuinely think it's a different way than it supposedly is.
And when that many people think something, you've got to wonder
why
exactly. So we'll explore why. We'll explore the examples. We'll kind of chit chat about it. But also I would like to make a formal apology to you today.
Oh,
I said last week that no one on the fucking earth would agree with Janelle that her truffle sauce that she tasted like acetone.
Tastes like nail polish.
Nail polish.
If a nail salon were to have a taste, this would be the taste.
What? Okay. Literally no one on the face of the fucking earth will agree with that statement. If they tried this, they would not think nail salon. I am definitely wrong. I would like to make it known. Turns out this is a real thing. We had multiple comments saying that it does, in fact, taste like acetone to some people. And this is the same thing with like the whole, have you heard of the cilantro thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. The soap versus tasting.
Yeah.
Good.
Some people taste cilantro and they taste soap, and some people love it. I'm one of the people who loves it, but it's a genetic thing.
That's
it's in your makeup.
But the thing is, I love truffle. Like, most of the time, taste acetone to me. It was just that one time.
But maybe maybe only like it was certain flavors that like block out the acetone. Like, I wonder if you had straight truffle oil. Have you had?
Yeah.
Really? And you like that?
Oh, love it. Can't get enough. Love it. But yeah, when I was reading about how other people thought the truff sauce and just truffle in general tastes like acetone, I was a little shook.
Yeah, I was too. When someone, I mean, I said no one would agree with you, I was very wrong on that, because many people agreed with that.
I'm surprised. Sure. I'm honestly surprised.
You're not alone. And apparently, according to someone else that commented on someone else's comment, that is a genetic thing. You know, it's like in some people's makeup, it's a known thing that some people, it tastes like acetone. So
that's really
interesting. There's my apology.
Thank you very much. Love that. On that note, we also want to thank our sponsors, Magic Spoon and Honey. Thank you guys for joining us again. We really appreciate it.
Yes. And we love you guys. Yes. Thanks for sponsoring the sesh.
Yes. Thank you. But yeah, no spices this week. It's been, again, nothing crazy, but
no, I mean, well,
Well,
nothing crazy.
Well,
there's plenty of things going on. A lot of things that are a bit too exhausting to talk about. Plus, we record so far in advance that things are moving so quick in the world right now. It's really hard to comment on things because by the time it goes up, it'll be so irrelevant and there'll be something completely new and no one will care about what you talked about.
Like,
isn't it just insane how fast the news cycle is moving lately?
I feel like I can't. It's like something new every day. So, I mean, when we're filming this, it's the day before inauguration. So, like, who knows what's going to happen with the rest of this week?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. A big question mark. We'll see. Hopefully it all goes well.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Okay. So, Mandela Effect. The Mandela Effect actually got its name when Fiona Broom, who is a paranormal consultant, claimed that she remembered former South African president Nelson Mandela, who did incredible things during his time of service. Mm-hmm. But she remembered that he died in the 1980s in prison. But Nelson Mandela actually did live until 2013 when he did pass away. Mm-hmm. So she's not the only person, though. When she put this out there, tons of other people responded saying they remember the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. She says she even remembers news coverage of his death and even a speech from his window about his death. Obviously, none of that happened, though.
I wonder, one thing I have wondered with this Mandela Effect specifically is, are people confusing him with Gandhi being in the jail cell, or maybe they're getting the stories kind of mixed?
Maybe, but
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
But so many people have told me over the years that they definitely remember this one. And this isn't one that I personally am like,
I do.
You do?
Yeah, dude, in ninth grade. So this was in 2009. We were in English class and we were presenting, I don't even remember what the topic was, but someone was presenting about Nelson Mandela, and I vividly remember him talking about dying in the jail cell and like talking about
his legacy. Wait, you remember him talking about dying in a jail cell?
Like the presenter who was talking about Nelson and how he died. Nelson came and presented.
Okay.
No. The student who was presenting about Nelson Mandela, I remember him saying, like, talking all about how he died in this jail cell. But
maybe you were thinking Gandhi.
No, it was 100% Nelson Mandela. Like, this one really shook me. I remember Nelson Mandela's picture
and
on the
apartheid,
like, poster
and everything in that part. Okay.
So when I found this, I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. I thought he had already passed. So I don't know.
That's really interesting. And you're not the only one. This is one of our followers that I had asked this on Twitter. Just, you know, what's your favorite Mandela Effect? What trips you out the most? And one response, this is from Hales. She says, the fact that I literally remember watching news coverage of Nelson Mandela's death and funeral. And there's tons of likes on this. I mean, tons of people remember that.
It's crazy.
So what is that when we have these huge collective memories? Is there something more to it, or are we all just confused about the same thing?
But like, that's so specific to be like Nelson Mandela.
Right. I know.
And then all of a sudden, oh no, he didn't die. Because when I found out, he had passed away by then. But it was still shocking to me that, God, he was alive for many more years than I had originally thought.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know.
I've heard it a bunch of times. And I vaguely remember that, but it wasn't something that was like really concrete for me where I was like,
I remember this freaking presentation so well.
Wow. Comment below if you remember that. I'm really curious about that one.
God, the poster board had like a map of Africa and like all these like different. I remember it so well. And pictures of Nelson Mandela and then like death and.
Damn.
God, I don't know. Wow. Apparently I was wrong.
Or, I mean, maybe you weren't.
Maybe I was in a parallel universe.
Maybe you were. Maybe we all were. Maybe. There's a lot we don't know. Lots to question here.
Yeah.
All right. So another famous example is the mirror, mirror on the wall one.
From Snow White.
Okay.
Which
so
we actually have a clip of.
Yes, we have the clip. Most people remember in Snow White them saying, mirror, mirror on the wall. Mm-hmm. Who's the fairest of them all? But that is not correct.
Nope. Here, ready? We'll play it.
Magic mirror on the wall.
Yeah, that's definitely not how I remember it. And that one really gets me because I watched that movie so much as a kid that that's where I was getting it from, was from the movie, not hearing other kids or seeing it somewhere else or a miscommunication. Like, that's what I remember from the movie.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I was just about to ask Sydney what she thinks, but I interviewed her a few years ago for the video. So Here's what she said back when I asked her in 2016 or 15 or whatever this was.
Blank, blank on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Mirror, mirror. Mirror, mirror.
She said mirror, mirror. Do you still feel like that?
Mirror, mirror on the wall instead of magic mirror on the wall.
Yeah, I do believe it's. I thought we said it was mirror, mirror.
It's, right?
Isn't that insane?
Mirror. Magic mirror.
Magic mirror.
It's bizarre.
On the wall. All right.
We're going through the most famous ones first, and then we're going to get into some of the newer ones. Next is Sex and the City versus Sex in the City. Did you think it was Sex and the City?
Or? I thought it was Sex in the City.
Me too.
And here is Sydney talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker playing Carrie Bradshaw.
Sex in the City.
Sex and the City.
That one's weird, huh?
Bizarre.
That is weird.
Sex and the City. It should be like Sex in the City, I feel like.
Yeah. It doesn't even, I don't know. It doesn't, maybe it just doesn't sound right to us.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But okay.
I've seen people like freak out over that one and try to find old things that they had that showed it. Oh yeah, like this perfume. Yeah,
right. And I mean, is that like photoshopped? Probably.
Or were they
wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They could have been wrong too.
Yeah.
But probably the biggest one, do you think, is the Bernstein Bears thing.
Yeah. Okay. Bernstein Bears.
If you've heard of Mandela Effect, you definitely know this one, man.
Yeah.
The Bernstein Bears versus the Bernstein
It's that Bears. Little old cartoon of the family of bears.
Mm-hmm.
And
I used to watch the show, read the books.
Yeah, I was obsessed with that whole thing. I loved it.
For sure. When you guys told me that night that it was Bernstein Bears, I was like, shut up. No.
This is the one that blew my fucking mind.
I wanted to like throw up and die.
Oh, I know. Like,
there's no way that that's what it is.
When I found that out, because I told you like the next day as soon as I found this, I was like, I couldn't stop thinking about it for like weeks. It was driving me insane. So if you're not aware of this one, here's the big question. Is it spelled Bernstein? T-E-I-N, or is it spelled Bernstein? So let's hear what Sid had to say back in the day.
Lily have a view.
Yes, and he's like, no.
All right, here we go. How do you spell Bernstein Bears?
E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N?
E-I-N. T-E-I-N. That's what everyone thinks
it's E-I-N. Bernstein.
But here's the big argument for that. A lot of people say that the reason this is because there's not many last names that are Bernstein, like Einstein, for example. Einstein. It'd be Einstein. Like that doesn't sound right to us. So maybe in our heads, we have decided that that just sounds better.
Yeah.
And then the song, the other thing people bring up is the song will go, the Bernstein Bears, but right. Like,
Maybe they were staying. Maybe, but I don't know.
It's just like their country accent.
We just Bernstein, heard it wrong.
I don't know.
I heard it as Bernstein Bears.
And the reason that I find this whole one really interesting, because the reason that this series is called Bernstein Bears is because the people who wrote it, it was some older couple, and they came up with all of this, and this was their last name. So when people were like, you guys changed it. It was Bernstein. They were like, no, our name is Bernstein.
Oh my God. No, it wasn't.
So then you start having theories. Like when you really get into it, it's like, in a parallel universe, when they came to Ellis Island, was it possible their name was changed just slightly? And it was Bernstein in another universe. And they did name the books after that. But we switched timelines. Now we're on the Bernstein timeline. Like little things like that. Is it possible there could have been little differences if there are parallel universes. If you believe in the multiverse theory,
right,
that makes a lot of sense to you.
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of scientific, evidence to back some of those theories up, to at least not completely prove them, but there's plenty to show and to think about that it could be a valid possibility.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. This one blew my mind. This one, I still don't understand it. I'm waiting for the day it goes back to EIN. Yeah,
right. Maybe it'll just go back.
Oh my God. It blows my mind. Like I don't know why that one stuck with me so much though. Like AIN just looks bad.
Yeah.
It's EIN. What the?
It's not good.
Okay. Next one from Star Wars. This is another
Sydney,
big one.
I want to ask you if you know this.
Yeah.
At the end of Star Wars, when Darth Vader, like he I don't even know what happens.
I don't like, even he like happens. Pushes him off, or they're like, he's about to fall. You know Star Wars a lot better than me, I think.
Yeah. It's the famous line of
the
like,
famous line.
When he says,
blank, I am your father. What does he say?
Luke, I am your father.
No.
He says, no, I am your father. It's literally not Luke. It's
and everyone thinks it's Luke, I am your father. But the real movie says, no, I am your father.
Let's play a clip.
That one really gets people too.
He told me you killed him. No, I am your father.
What the fuck?
Says no. But maybe people heard it wrong.
Luke?
I don't know.
No, that's pretty... another part.
No. That's it. People have looked all for it, right? That line does not exist. And people repeat that line all the time. It's like one of the most famous lines from Star Wars, but it's not real. That's
annoying. I like just watched that recently.
Right? And did you notice it then?
No, I didn't know.
Probably because your brain, it just like wants to hear what you think it is.
That's so
you
know? Weird though.
Strange. I know.
Why?
I know. It's really, really confusing.
No, I am your father.
No.
Because I don't know. It doesn't sound, it's not like it's fuzzy sounding. He's like, no, mm-hmm. I am your father.
Oh, and then the other big, I don't know if we have it in here, but the other big Star Wars one is R2-D2.
Oh, yeah, we
Do you
have
know
that.
The color of his leg?
What like is the button or like the actual
or wait no
leg?
I'm sorry, it's not R2-D2, that's how
no it's C-3PO.
Okay. Oh. Wow, I really suck.
C-3PO. I think he's gold, but it's is it silver?
Yeah, or one of his legs is silver,
part of like the bottom yes. half of his right leg is silver.
I knew that,
but you did know that. Okay, because a lot of people say that it's all gold, they don't remember the silver leg. But then I asked Josh's cousin, who is a Star Wars fanatic, and I was like, she's got to know. And she was like, oh yeah, he's had the silver leg
did you
forever.
Ask her about the Luke, I am your father?
That one she thought was really weird. She had believed it was Luke,
what
I am your
hell?
father. But the leg one, she was like, no, that's
well,
just
apparently
confused.
Even Halloween costumes have like Party City and shit who've made C-3PO Halloween costumes have gotten
yeah.
it wrong.
Yeah, even a there's like a museum, a Star Wars museum, Josh's cousin was telling me about, where they had it wrong in
the
museum.
Hell? What the hell?
I know. So, I mean, why are there these mass confusions? What is the reason for that? You know?
Exactly. The next one is about peanut butter, the brand Jif. People swear it was Jiffy peanut butter back in the day. But a lot of people are like, okay, well, are you combining Skippy
yeah,
and Jif?
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that's what I think it is. Because part of me wants to say it was Jiffy, but then I think... Yeah, I think it was Skippy. I'm getting confused. I think it has always been Jif.
Has it?
In my reality,
I
in my universe.
I remember Jiffy, but also I could definitely be like confused. Like I could see how, I don't know, I'm not like, I wasn't that into peanut butter that I necessarily remember specifically, but some people swear it was Jiffy.
Do you have thoughts on that one, Sid?
No, I feel like maybe they're confused with like Jiffy Pop.
Oh, yeah, it could be Jiffy Pop.
That's a good
too.
One, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think it is. I think it was just Jif.
I think that's there's smart. A lot of these where they can be explained by something else. Okay, Looney Tunes versus Looney Tunes.
Like how's Tunes spell?
T-O-O-N-S or T-U-N-E-S. Like Tunes like jams or Tunes like cartoons?
I thought it was Tunes like T-O-O-N-S, like cartoons. But it's not.
I thought it was... Oh, it's not that?
No, it's spelled...
I thought it was T-O-O-N-S too.
It's crazy how
I wasn't that into Looney Tunes as a kid where I can like recall it vividly. But
I was
that would have been my first guess.
I was obsessed with Tweety.
Oh, you love Tweety Bird.
Loved,
I do remember
so I
that.
Watched all of those, and you know they always have the Looney Tune logo thing at the beginning. It was always T-O-O-N-S to me. That one gets me every time.
That's trippy.
So bizarre.
Okay. Sydney, did you ever watch Curious George as a kid? Curious George?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember him having a tail?
Yes.
You remember him having a tail?
Yeah.
I remember him having a tail. Do you remember him having a tail?
I don't know because I never watched
you
it.
You went into Curious George?
No.
Curious George. Curious George. Well, I thought Curious George did have a tail, but apparently he never had a tail. He's a monkey without a tail.
No tail for his ass.
And he never had one.
Literally for his ass.
I literally feel like there were like episodes where he was like touching, like his tail was moving around.
His tail was moving around or something.
Right.
Wow.
But then are crazy. We thinking like Dora the Explorer? Are we just thinking monkeys should have tails? Or wait.
Even if he.
Do they?
Monkeys have tails.
Yeah. Okay. Like, now questioning my whole reality. Wait,
do they? There's some monkeys don't have
imagine
tails.
Imagine if no monkeys have tails and we all just like, we just all remember completely wrong.
Oh my God. That one's funny.
Yeah. I don't know though. I'm like, that a lot of people say that he has a tail, which makes sense. He should have a tail.
Why wouldn't he have a tail?
Why wouldn't he have a tail? All right, let's do one more and then we'll go into a quick ad break.
Okay, Febreze.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, do you remember it being spelled? How do you spell Febreze? Yeah. How do you think Febreze is spelled?
F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
Oh. Oh, you got it right. That is how it's spelled.
A lot of people think it's spelled with two E's.
Which I don't think that.
F-E-B-R-E-E-Z.
I don't remember there being that many E's. I always remember Febreze the other way.
Just
the regs.
I kind of remember it on the regs too.
Maybe people just thought it was supposed to be that.
Because it's like,
there's so many E's already. They just thought another E should be in there.
Please put one in there.
I don't know. I bet there's like plenty of people out there that are like, no guys, I saw the bottle. There's two E's.
I swear. I don't know. Yeah, I don't have much of an opinion on that one. But yeah, a lot of people say that it's spelled with two E's and not just one.
Sid, how do you spell Oscar Meyer?
Or specifically Meyer?
M-E-Y-E-R.
What's the song?
Do you know the song?
Yeah, Oscar Meyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does that go?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
My something has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a
second name. It's M-A-Y-A-R.
M-A-Y-E-R. M-A-Y-E-R instead of M-E-Y. That's, so it's not. It's M-A-Y.
Wait. Yeah, that's M-A-Y-A-R.
No, M-A-Y-E-R.
It is E-R?
Well, it's always E-R.
Yeah, I thought it was A-R.
Oh, then you got a totally different conspiracy theory. But
I'm
also, theory.
The thing is I'm dyslexic.
Well, because
I might have just been confused.
Well, the confusion is if it's M-E-Y or M-A-Y.
Oh, I've always thought the confusion was the A at the end.
No.
Because I always used to say, oh, my baloney is a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney is a second name. It's M-A-Y-A-R.
Oh, so you but have just, your own.
Yep.
Interesting.
I always had my own songs. So I can never really tell if they're Mandela effects or... That's just how my brain works, you know?
I always thought it was M-E-Y-E-R, but then the song is not that. So it, obviously it's not, but I was always under the impression that it was M-E-Y-E-R. I was wrong.
Yeah, same.
I knew for a fact that there was an A in there. There is an A in there.
Yeah. No, there is
M-A-Y.
Oh, yeah,
the second one is the right one.
I'm like, oh.
So, okay, then I do remember it like that. I don't have a Mandela effect with that. I definitely remember an A being in that for sure because I thought there was two A's.
There's, oh, you thought there was two A's. Gotcha. But there's just,
but there's no
one.
A's.
No, there's one no, there A. Oh my God.
God, this podcast.
It's a shit show.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's how I thought it was then.
Oh, okay.
Except other than my spelling issues.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm not shocked.
Okay, all right.
I definitely didn't think it was E, two E's.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Let's go ahead and thank our sponsors for today. We'll be right back. At night and you are super hungry and you need a good evening snack, then I would definitely suggest Magic Spoon. So go to magicspoon.com/sesh to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SESH at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Again, that's magicspoon.com/sesh and use code SESH to save $5. Thanks so much, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this podcast.
Guys, in this day and age, pretty much everyone has experienced shopping online at least once, and you probably have seen that promo code field just empty, haunting us at checkout, and you feel like, you know, you gotta find a code. So you start looking for a code, you can't find one, and you may possibly miss out on some savings, but not with Honey. They take the manual searching out of the whole process. Honey is a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one that it finds to your cart so that you get the best possible savings you can. Honey also supports over 30,000 online stores, and they range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands, even food delivery. I mean, pretty much whatever you can think of. Honey really came in clutch for me the last couple of months, especially during the holiday season, gift shopping. It was huge. I saved a lot of money with Honey. And Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings, guys. That's billion with a B. And if you don't already have Honey, you are straight up missing out on these free savings. It's literally free and installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you're going to be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/thesesh. That's joinhoney.com/thesesh.
Okay, guys, we are back and the craziest thing just happened to us.
Yes, Janelle was going to do this ad. I had to call Josh real fast and ask him to get me something from the store. So I stepped out of the studio. I literally wasn't anywhere near this desk.
It was just me Janelle. And Sydney's over there, but I'm the only one that can control the soundboard, mind you. So I'm
because the soundboard is physically over here and Sydney does not have one or have any way to make sound.
There's literally no way.
I was almost outside of the studio. Yeah.
So I'm doing my ad. Ad's done. And Kendall goes, hey, can you pick up? I can hear her softly saying like to Josh, can you pick up some, what was it? Plaster. And I made a joke like, oh, plaster of Paris, which if you don't know, it's like a material that you can put on pots to make it look like it's made out of ceramic. It's like a fun DIY. And then as soon as I said that, Jenna Marbles.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just appeared. Jenna Marbles.
And then Jenna was on the desk, guys.
Jenna Marbles appeared. She's making a comeback now.
Oh my God.
To the stage. She chose us.
Okay, no, but in reality, this sound just went off.
Went off. And I looked at Sydney and she looked at me and we both were like, did you do that? And I was like, did you do that? And she was like, no, how would I have done that? And then she's like, did you do that? And I was like, no, I wasn't touching the soundboard. Nothing was near the soundboard.
Oh my gosh. That is seriously the creepiest thing. And I don't know the timing of it, too.
It was like perfect.
It was almost like she was answering her ghost was like, hell yeah, plaster Paris. Yeah, that was some wild shit. I don't know what that was. It probably is weirder to us since we know how this studio works and know that that was not possible to have happened.
I don't understand how that happened. I was looking back at you.
I know you didn't press it. And why would you like do that?
No. And the other thing is like, if you watched our last episode, like, you know that our soundboard was a little bit quiet and I'm hoping that this week it's louder. But when I heard the sound just now, Cindy, wasn't it quieter than how it usually sounds? Yes. Like, it was quieter than this. It did not sound like that.
It was like a whisper of it.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
And I was like, okay, so it definitely wasn't the soundboard because it wasn't the same volume as that. It was like a hell yeah.
That's so weird.
It was so weird.
I wonder if it was like, maybe it's our spirit guides telling us like, the Mandela effect is real, guys. Confirmation. That's pretty wild, though.
What if in post it doesn't have that when I'm editing it?
Oh, yes. In post, you can see, we might have proof of this. In post, you'll be able to see.
Yeah. If it's in there, guys, I'll like put it in.
Yeah.
Plaster of Paris? Was that you?
No, I didn't
touch anything. What the fuck, dude? The soundboard just went off. Jenna Marbles just said, oh, hell yeah, in my ear.
Yes. I thought you pushed that.
No, dude. I thought you pushed that because I was like, it was perfect timing, too. I have chills. Full body chills. That was fucking bizarre.
Okay, we should tell them.
I was like, plaster of Paris. And then it literally was like, oh, hell yeah. And then I thought Sydney somehow did it on hers.
Okay, we need to tell that when we get back
from the break.
What the fuck?
Oh, ew, yeah. And it was quiet too, huh? Yeah, it was more quiet. It didn't sound like our normal thing. Holy shit. I'm glad you heard that too. Oh my God. What the fuck?
Okay, I'm excited to see.
What if it's not, though?
What if it was just in your head?
It's not because Sid... No. Sid heard she it looked too. At me and was like, was that you? That was you. And I was like, no, it wasn't me.
I was going to say that was funny. Like, funny joke.
It was, yeah, exactly. It was
like perfect timing.
Right.
Wow, that is super random.
So anyways, we're haunted. It's really cute.
Oh, boy.
All right, continuing on. Skechers.
Oh, Skechers. The next Mandela effect.
Yes.
Do Skechers. You remember, did you guys all have a pair of Skechers as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Like some light up Skechies or something.
Yeah. Did you spell it with or without a T if you had to spell it?
Oh, no
tea. I agree. No tea. I never saw the tea.
Okay. I did see the tea.
You thought the tea was there?
Definitely thought the tea was
there. So is the tea there or not?
It is not.
It is not.
It is not there. There is no
tea.
But
you really thought the tea was there.
I did.
Sketch. But maybe that's because you think like it Sketchy. Should be spelled as sketch.
I'm a little sketched out.
Or like a sketch, like crying.
Right. Sketch. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're just sketching.
I'm sketching.
Fruit Loops. Okay. This is a big one. We got to have a chat.
Big time chat here.
I don't know, man.
So back in the day when Kendall and I were discovering all this crap, the Mandela effect said that Fruit Loops was spelled F-R-U-I-T. fruit, like the real spelling of fruit, and not F-R-O-O-T. However, Kennel and I were convinced it was F-R-O-O-T. So we were like, how, like another Mandela effect? Wow, yes. That's so crazy.
To match loops that it, you right, know, fruit loops.
Exactly.
And that there was actual Fruit Loops as the O's in
both of them.
The image. Exactly. I remember that so clear. I wasn't allowed to have sugar cereal as a kid, but when I did, I mean, Fruit Loops, everyone knows Fruit Loops, whether you like had it all the time or not. And I'm pretty sure.
So yeah, we were like, it's definite. And it was like, nope, it's spelled F-R-U-I-T until like what, 2 weeks ago, someone tweeted us and was like, yo, it changed back. And now it really is F-R-O-O-T.
Now it's back to the original way that we thought it was.
That we thought it was.
And it's not.
But now I'm like, I remember being caught up because I always thought it was F-R-O-O-T and then we were wrong. And
that
now
really bothers
what,
me.
Now we're correct?
Because we were going on and on about that back then, about how we were sure it was Fruit Loops. Like what? We
I
were
was
just
like,
dumb and confused.
F-R-U-I-T looks so stupid. Like it's not that.
And now it is that. That really weirds me out because we both remember this. This was a recent memory. This isn't years ago from our childhood. We remember experiencing this Mandela effect a few years ago.
And
now
it's
changed again. And I wonder if this has happened for some of you, because some of you have been listening to us talk about Mandela and stuff for a long time. Do you remember us talking? I don't know. In our old episodes, did we say?
So then I go back. I'm like, we surely covered this, right?
Yeah.
Not there. You didn't cover it.
It's got to be in like a Mile Higher episode. I think we did. Didn't we do Mandela's on Mile Higher though?
I don't.
Someone go look and I'm sure someone will be able to find it. I think we talked about it on Mile Higher.
Watch it be. I bet you. I'm sure it's the way it is now. Like, I'm sure it's not going to be like, oh, see, told you.
Because if you did switch, you know, you're never going to. That's the thing with these Mandela effects. You're never going to be able to prove them, because if you really did switch timelines, that means.
Then it's always.
It's always been and we're.
But I don't, it's a kind of a mind.
Are we sharing ideas and thoughts and memories with different versions of ourselves from parallel universes? Because a lot of theories bring up the idea that there are literally thousands of versions of us that are slightly all different, living a slightly different timeline.
But like, how in the past less than like how long? Like 5 years less than we were like this one was one of the most main ones. I was like, it's always been spelled with the O's. It's always been O's. It's always been the little cereal O's.
How
do
you both
the O's.
Have that memory freaking out of
and
that?
And then I was like, wow, we're wrong. And then it took me like 2 years to get over it. And I now know all some of a sudden someone tweeted it to me and I was like mind blown. I sent it to you immediately because I was like, are you fucking serious?
And when you said that, I was like, that's not what? It makes no sense. I don't understand. Do you remember it any certain way, Sid?
Yeah.
I thought it was the two O's. I never knew it changed. But you know what? I do get that cereal still.
Like, yeah.
On the rag.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Fruit Loops is good.
And it always has the double O.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, it does but now, but did it a few years ago.
I always thought it did, but I was proven wrong.
Because we went on and on about this years ago. Seriously, this was like a big debate for me and Janelle.
Even on the boxes, like you.
We always thought it was the O's, like how it is in the store right now, like how you think. But we were like supposedly proven wrong like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
That it wasn't that. And we were like, wow, that's weird.
Now my brain just hurts. I know. What is going on? That is really weird to me because I'm so sure that we were so bothered about that.
I was so annoyed with it.
Here's another big one. The Monopoly Man. Sydney, do you think the Monopoly Man has a monocle, like one of those little glasses, or does he not? In your memory.
Like right away, I would say yes.
You'd say yes. I would say yes. You would have said.
I would have said yes for sure. Yeah.
Turns out he does not have the monocle.
Here, Sydney, I'm going to share the outline with you so that you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, that would have been smart.
It's okay.
Still that's got crazy.
But isn't that insane?
Yeah, maybe you can pull it up on your phone.
Isn't that crazy, though?
I feel like he did.
Right? That's weird. And then a lot of people think people are confusing because there's like several characters where people thought they had monocles. Now they don't.
Like the Peanut Man. They confused it with him.
Right. Because the Peanut Man does have a monocle, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people think the Pringle guy should have had the monocle as well, but he doesn't. The only one with the monocle is Peanut Man.
Pringles doesn't?
Pringles doesn't either. But I don't ever remember the Pringle guy having it.
I can't remember specifically, but.
I don't know. It's confusing. I'm like, what?
The Monopoly Man not having it doesn't, like, movies have gotten it wrong. Like, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective has a whole scene where they, like, are making fun of this guy that looks like the Monopoly Man and he has a monocle on him. And he's like, you must be the Monopoly guy.
That's really
weird. What the hell? Okay, next one. Pikachu. A lot of people debate on the tail. What does the tail look like? What does Pikachu's tail look like?
Like a lightning bolt or like.
What color, though? Or does it have multiple colors? Like, is there a black stripe on Pikachu's tail?
Yes.
There I remember that too.
Is not.
No.
It's just solid just yellow.
Solid yellow. And that one really freaked me out.
Doesn't he have a black? Wait, that's so interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you
got it. He had some black.
Nope.
Nope.
What?
Yep. No stripe.
I'm curious what, you know, really hardcore Pokemon fans would say about that one, though.
True.
Like, do you remember it? If you were like, if you collected the cards, if you are into it.
Right.
What do you think on that? Because I feel like I don't have a good enough. To me, that the black looks right, but like, I didn't even really watch that show, so.
But then I feel like it's almost as if like you barely watch it, and even you knew that. Like, because yeah. I thought it was had a black stripe. Because
everyone knows Pikachu. You've seen him right. in other places, whether exactly. you've seen the show or.
Yeah, I knew who. Like,
the most famous Pokemon, right?
I would definitely say that's probably true. So it's crazy to me. I don't understand. That one really blew my mind.
This is another one that I've seen more recently. Popping up the Kit Kat bars.
Mm-hmm.
Did Kit Kat have a dash in it or not?
A hyphen, yeah.
I always remember the dash being there.
Same. Always. But apparently not.
That's weird. Do you have any memory on that one?
It doesn't look, for some reason, the hyphen like looks strange to me.
The hyphen okay. does look strange.
Kit Kat looks weird more without natural. It to me.
Okay, this next one is a big one.
Yes.
Fruit of the Loom. Which logo looks correct to you just at first glance? Does it have the cornucopia with it, with the fruit, or is it just a pile of fruit?
Definitely has got to have the cornucopia.
You remember cornucopes?
100% cornucopes.
What do you think, Janelle? Or Cindy, you just remember the fruit?
Yeah.
You don't remember the cornucopia?
What do you think?
I wasn't ever like super into it. Again, like I don't have much really memory into
Fruit of the Loom.
No, I just don't like recall it that much. But sure. The cornucopia looks like it should be that way to me. But it's not like I was their super fan and I like know the logo so well, you know? I don't know. I mean, if anything, I just remember the dudes dressed up in the fruit.
Yeah, I remember that too. But I don't know. I remember the cornucopia.
That's weird.
No cornucopia. It doesn't Most look
people
finished.
Remember the cornucopia.
This next one really fucked me up. Cheez-Its.
Oh, this is a new one. I haven't seen this.
Cheez-Its.
There's no Z. Shut up.
No. Z.
Shut
There's
up.
No Z in Cheez-Its.
I refuse
it's Cheez-It.
To believe that.
One, just one. One Cheez-It.
Sydney, do you remember Cheez-It or Cheez-It with Z? I thought it was Cheez-Its. They're just Cheez-It?
Cheez-It.
Yeah.
No, they're Cheez-Its.
Right?
And they have a Z.
They don't.
What?
Let's double check and make sure I didn't fuck this up.
No.
Cheez-It.
That's so nope, no not Z. Okay with me.
No Z. Isn't that insane? I know.
What?
That is not correct.
No.
It should be illegal. I'm going to call the police.
Mandela effect is real. I am on another timeline for sure. I remember eating cheese sticks. I mean, Cheez-Its at my little boyfriend's house. He always had Cheez-Its.
It's Cheez-Its.
At Narold's house.
It's not
okay?
Cheez-It.
Yeah. What the hell? There's yeah, no what way. The hell?
Okay. What about double stuff Oreos?
Or double stuff. There's no. Oh, I always remember just double stuff with one F.
F. Oh, okay. A lot of people think it was two Fs.
Because that would make sense. But I've always remembered the one.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think about that, Sid?
That looks. I think it should be two.
You think it should be two?
Yeah.
I agree. I thought it should be two as well.
But it's double stuff. Just one F.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. Chartreuse. This one's crazy.
Okay. So yeah, you hear the color chartreuse, guys. In your minds, picture this color. Mm-hmm. What does it look like? What do you think it looks like? To me, I picture like kind of a maroon situation.
Same.
Like almost a Bordeaux.
Yes, totally. Yep, I agree with that. In Wrong. Reality, it's green.
Green?
Green.
That just doesn't sound right.
Chartreuse is like a rich red.
Yeah, something in the red family, like a pink, red,
I'm
purple.
I'm like sure of that.
Me too. That's weird.
Like this shirt could be almost like chartreuse.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought it was.
Green?
Yeah, green. I never would have.
What the hell? Green.
That is so weird. Okay, life is like a box of chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually life is like a box of chocolates, or is it life was like a box of chocolates?
Mm-hmm. And this is from Forrest Gump.
I definitely personally remember life is like a box of chocolates, right?
I never have seen the movie, but like the same.
What?
I know.
Janelle. We can't just easily glide through that.
We can't just.
People are going to be shook by that.
Okay, well, if you don't know me, hi, my name's Janelle, and I hate watching movies.
But Forrest Gump, Janelle, this is like you need to see.
I know.
It.
I've heard. I've got this reaction from everyone.
Even Sydney's like, "What?
I think you'd like it too.
I would love it.
I probably would.
Please watch it. It's so uplifting and amazing, and the most wonderful movie. Okay seriously.
But I'm saying, even I who have never seen it, like I know that saying because it's just so. Yeah. Well known.
Life
I feel
is
like
a box of chocolates.
It's supposed
you never
to be
know
life
what you're gonna get.
Is like a life was.
Well, I'm confused because maybe at one point in the movie, here's my little theory about it, but I haven't had time to like check this out. But maybe people are remembering multiple things because this line is said several times. In the beginning, his mom actually does say, life is like a box of chocolates. Well, I don't know what she actually says.
Yeah.
But maybe that's she said that in the beginning and then he refers to it at the end and said, Mama said life was like a box of chocolates. Maybe that line is getting confused.
Huh.
Maybe he was referring to what she said. Because when he says that line, he says, my mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. I always thought it was but maybe there's both of those lines in there.
I didn't know that it was said twice, the lines. Interesting. Yeah. Someone confirm in the comments if that's a thing. Because that's really interesting.
Maybe. All right, Mr. Rogers.
So I didn't know who Mr. Rogers was or anything until I like read about this.
Really?
No, I never knew anything about his TV show, right? Like a kids show?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, you were like, I was like at the very tail end of like that still kind of being a thing.
Yeah, I never saw it.
I only saw it like I was really, really, really young.
But either way, they have there's a theme song.
Mm-hmm.
What do you normally think it is?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Could you be mine?
Oh.
Would you be mine?
No, I would not.
I'm just kidding. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. But that's wrong.
Wrong. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Didn't that shake... That you were shook when you found that out.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
I remember.
That rocked my world. Yeah. For sure. And my parents. That's the one that got both my parents when I told them that. They were like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
I remember telling, I think it was like my mom or someone about maybe, I don't remember who it was. And they were like, totally tripped out. Like, that's not right.
I wonder, hang on one second. I just want to look for this clip.
It's so bizarre. I don't understand how people can just have like these collective false memories. And the fact that generations... Like your parents were wrong about this and you were wrong about this.
Yes.
I don't know.
And there's this SNL skit where they must have had it wrong too. Because listen to this. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Could you be mine? Would you be mine? That's Eddie Murphy singing.
He said the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He just said it. I don't like that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
People,
yep.
Like
I know
shows get things wrong. Movies are getting things wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very odd. That really trips me out.
Bizarre.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it really doesn't. All right.
Okay. This one is a big one. I personally don't have any recollection of this, but people really go crazy on this, especially people who are a little older than us, born in the 80s or earlier 90s. That there was this movie called Shazam starring Sinbad.
Okay.
And he was like this genie. And so many people recall this movie. And low-key, I kind of remember this movie, but I had never seen it.
I kind of remember like seeing this picture here.
Me too. But he's like, no, that never happened. And then I think a lot of people, I guess, are getting confused with Kazam, which is another...
So this movie never existed.
No, it's not a thing. But people remember like watching it. People remember sitting down with their families and watching that movie. Do you remember that movie, Sid?
No, personally, I don't.
No, like, I don't either.
But I feel like I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Shazam is like, I'm pretty sure it was a movie.
I think, well, a lot of people that I've seen talking about this say that people might be getting confused with Kazam. But I've never heard of either of those to really know what
they
mean.
That's so bizarre.
Okay, here's another one. Sydney. How many states are there in the United States of America? How many states do we got?
50.
Good job, Sid.
Good job,
you
Sid.
You pass.
A lot of people think it's 51 or 52, or maybe not think currently, but like believe that they were taught back in the day that it was 51 or 52. And I, although like I do remember, like I know that there are 50 states, I have this, whenever I heard this, I was like, God, I have this weird memory of this time in my life where I feel like I was taught about 52 states.
That's interesting. I almost vaguely know, like, remember that, but I think it might have been about something else, like the colonies or I don't know. I mean, I know it was 50. Did you sing the 50 Nifty song?
No.
Did you sing 50 Nifty in school?
No. I don't remember.
Guarantee you a bunch of our commenters will know 50 Nifty, United States or states, 13 original colonies, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I definitely always heard 50. Like, I sang songs about there being 50 states. So,
like,
maybe people are thinking Alaska or like Hawaii's 51 or 52.
Right. For some reason, like, I kind of have this weird memory of like learning about there being 52, but even though like my real memory is like, no, there is 50, like, you know, has always been 50. I don't know. It could also be just,
but like, there's like this vague part of you that's like,
part of me that's like, I have this weird memory of like being in elementary school and like learning about the like 52 states.
I low-key feel that a little bit. And I, like, just wonder if there's a confusion, if there was something else,
and almost maybe even like being corrected when I was like, no, Janelle. Or saying that there was 50 and then being corrected, like, no, there's 52 or something. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know. Obviously, there's 50 states.
There's a lot of people that feel that way. So is it just everyone was confused as a kid? Or
like, if you were to ask me, like, since I, you know, knew this fact, I think I would have always said 50. But for some reason, I just have this like weird little, but it could be like totally made up. Maybe I, you know, created this memory since hearing about this. I don't know, because that's... that's another possibility.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about the idea of creating memories at the end. But also, Smokey Bear.
Yeah, so...
A lot of people think he should have been Smokey
the Bear,
but it's just Smokey Bear.
I thought he was Smokey the Bear.
I thought so, too.
Smokey Bear. But I don't know. I don't know that one enough to, like, really have a specific opinion on it.
Yeah, I feel like our parents, that was more of a thing when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alaskan Airlines.
Yes, this one really bothers me. And I just found about this today. I've flown on Alaskan Airlines, or Alaska Airlines, apparently, twice in the past like 5-6 years. Once when I went out to Seattle and once when we went to Hawaii. And I remember so clearly that it was Alaskan Airlines because I had such a good experience when I flew home from Seattle. I was like, Alaskan Airlines, like telling everyone, it's so great. You guys, best service I've had. Loved it. And I was so sure that it was Alaskan. I almost can see it when I had downloaded like our ticket on our phone. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think I still have it, but it's going to be different now.
It's going to be Alaska.
It's going to be different now. I think it was in my wallet thing, but that bothers me. I always thought it was Alaskan Airlines. That does not sound right.
That's weird.
Does anyone else remember Alaskan? I'm curious.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it was always Alaska. I don't think I've ever flown it, but Alaska looks right to me.
Okay, this one was so interesting to me. I just grabbed this because I haven't heard of this one before, but I saw someone tweeted it to me this morning. And they said, this is from MJ Patek. And he says that the Hunger Games movie where no one ever stepped out early and exploded. I'm telling you, it happened. It has a ton of likes on it. A bunch of people are agreeing that they remember this. I definitely remember this. Do you remember someone like left the little platforms like at the beginning of the Hunger Games? They all stand on their platforms and then they say like, ready, go. And they all can go out. And I remember in like the first scene of one of the movies, someone stepped off too early or like stepped on a bomb or something. And literally, remember, they like exploded.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember that.
Apparently, that's not a thing.
What?
Which I'm not for sure, because that's just according to this person on Twitter. Maybe it is a thing and they're just confused. Someone confirmed.
A lot of people liked it.
Yeah, a lot of people were responding, being like, I remember that too, and it didn't actually happen. And that really bothers me because I can picture that scene so well of someone exploding, like, in their place.
Yeah, that's why the main chick doesn't get, like, she waits.
Right, because he, like, left too early.
Yeah, so I can't remember who it was, but she, like,
weird,
was hesitant towards it because...
Yeah, and I remember that really, really well. But I wonder, like, I'm not fully convinced that actually isn't in the movie. Because I'm like, I so remember that I will be shocked if that's not in the movie. Like, someone let me know. Because if that's not in the movie, I'm questioning my whole life.
That's so weird, dude.
Because I was into those series and that would be weird. Okay, another one. The Order of the Traffic Lights.
Let's see.
Like, is it red, yellow, then green? Or is it green, yellow, red?
Isn't it red, yellow, green?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I've always seen it.
Yeah, that's how I've
okay, so we're
seen
all
it.
In agreement. It's always been red, yellow, green. Yeah. Some people think it's yellow, green, red, and that it's changed.
Yellow, green, red?
No, I'm sorry. That's green, like, yellow, red.
Holy, that's a trip.
Some people think the red and the green
okay,
are switched.
Gotcha. Okay. Huh.
The yellow's first. Yeah, no, that would definitely not be.
Maybe it's like.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, I always remember because I always feel like the light goes down whenever it's time, like whenever it turns green, like picturing a traffic light go from red to green. It seems like the light like travels mm-hmm. down.
Right. Yes, I yeah. agree with that. But do you think maybe in other countries it's different?
Right,
maybe
I was about that's to ask, the confusion. Could it be or like, is that, is it mandated? Like, is it a possibility right. that some like older random ones somewhere have mm-hmm. a different setup or is it, oh, is a it like worldwide. A law that you have to have it a specific way? I'm curious.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. Next one, Frosted Flakes cereal.
They're great.
They're great. What color is Tony the Tiger's nose usually? I black. Always thought it was black. He's a tiger and he has a black nose.
Yeah, he's always had the black nose.
Apparently it's blue.
Shut up. No.
No.
So.
What? Tony the Tiger, why would he have a blue nose?
I don't know.
In what world do tigers have blue noses? Sydney, what do you think of that one?
Yeah, I feel like it should be black.
Yeah, I just that's looked up weird. Tony the Tiger. All of his pictures have blue. And that does not look
weird.
Right.
Weird. Ew, I don't like that.
So bizarre. Oh, my God. I don't know, dude. That's okay. really weird to me.
Laughing Cow. Mm-hmm. Did the Laughing Cow itself have a gold nose ring?
I think yes. It looks like
I thought
should.
The Laughing Cow had the nose
yeah,
ring.
Yeah, that looks like it should have a nose ring. Does it not have a nose ring?
Apparently it does not have a nose ring in the actual
what
image.
What the hell?
Maybe we're confused because the earrings.
But I don't know. I feel like that looks.
Or maybe there's another logo where a cow has a nose ring, and that's what we're getting confused about. But that's weird because I've bought a lot of caffeine, a lot of Laughing Cow in my days. Though I love some Laughing Cow.
That's so bizarre.
So
dude.
That's weird,
huh? I don't know.
Damn. Okay. This one is weird. Sydney, I know this is going to weird you out because yeah. you're into classic rock too. Yeah. So We Are the Champions. Everyone knows this song, right?
By Queen. Classic.
And it ends with, we are the champions.
We are the champions.
Yeah.
And then it goes. We are the champions.
At the end, it goes.
Of the world. Right? Isn't that how the song ends? The song ends with Queen saying,
of the world.
We are the no one loses us because we are the champions of the world.
She's like,
What are they saying? Like, that sounds right to me, but what is it?
Supposedly it's just, we are the champions. That's it.
Apparently he does not say of the world. The song just never says of the world.
What?
I guess right? I read, I don't know if this is true. I didn't fact check this, but I read somewhere that mm-hmm. there was a one-time live concert yes. where they did say that. So maybe people picked it up and yeah. it used it. But like one time.
I was about to say that. Well, there's one live recording that often gets played on the radio that okay. does. He does have say it. Of the world. I guess he would say it sometimes in the live versions, but most people think it should have been in the recorded version as well.
Yeah. Guess he
which
just ends
that is
the song.
Weird to me. Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh, I heard that so much as a kid. I knew that as a kid.
Totally.
Unless like my parents were playing ending. The live and I didn't even know.
Maybe.
That one's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird. I'm curious what you guys think about that one because that's strange to me. This one's also really weird. A lot of people, this really fucks with their brains.
Yeah, this one's messed with mine.
Chick-fil-A. Which logo is correct?
So if you're listening, it's CHIC or sometimes CHIK or sometimes CHICK. So I actually thought it was CHIK my whole life. Like that looks better to me.
Yeah, that looks better to me too.
I thought it was a K, just K.
I thought there was a K in there. I didn't eat a lot of Chick-fil-A as a kid either.
I remember.
That was more of a college thing for me, but.
I remember there only being a K. A lot of people remember there only being a C, but in reality, it's CK. Spelled like how normally like a chick. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
But maybe it wasn't because then I feel like some people would have called it like chic filet or something.
Chic.
Or like we never made that joke. So
but I thought, I don't know.
I don't know. That one I'm kind of like maybe people are just confused because chick should be a chick. But
right.
That's how I would
I remember it, as a yeah. kid being like, whenever I saw the thing being like, oh, it's weird they spell it wrong. Ha ha. I was like, it's as a kid.
Oh, you thought it should have just been. Oh, okay.
Like I thought I remember being like, because I've looked at it as like C-H-I-K. And in my head, I was like, oh, that's funny. They spelled chick wrong. Like they forgot a letter.
Weird.
When in reality, it's been fine. Don't know. Very strange.
That is very strange.
Okay. This next one is Target. Bullseye. This one's like, I've never thought about anything. Target's always been, I'll put it on the screen, the left me, just a very simple, very simple bullseye. Yeah. Only this, you know, middle red dot and then a line of white and then a line of red and that's it.
I think the reason people might be getting confused on the other two is because those look more like targets. Actual targets.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, definitely has not been like that to me.
Okay. This one I'm so confused about because I just heard of this today, but apparently many people distinctly recall an intro of Disney where Tinkerbell flew across the screen and wrote out Disney with her magic wand and then dots the I with the magic wand. And then there's like kind of fairy dust after this. Okay. I thought that was like for sure a thing. Yeah. I'm not even convinced that it wasn't. I've been seeing this. And I'm trying to confirm, is this a thing or is this not a thing?
Well,
but there's so many people saying it's not. And right. I refuse to believe that.
Okay. So here's the thing. Let's watch what I believe to be the original intro of Disney. And you can see, like, maybe what they were saying. I don't know. So see how she kind of, like, does.
Yeah.
But she does it to the whole screen. Is that, like, how you remember it?
No, I remember going up to the top of the castle and doing it.
So this is not this right one then? But no, like
I look slightly wrong.
I believe this is it.
Show Sydney. What does she remember? She's the Disney queen.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I'll send it to you and you'll have to let us know. But I don't know because I'm like this. I don't think someone just made that one.
No, that looks like a real one. But that's not. I remember a different one where she flew up like the more classic blue castle and she flew up to the top.
It looks
like some people are saying maybe you're getting confused with the Disney stars writing out Disney.
Because they are they have like the glowy shit and you know, I could see how that could be confusing too.
Yeah. I'm like, is that, I don't know. That's hard. I'm like this kind of confused about what the theory actually is.
No, I don't. This is not.
That's not what it looked like.
That's not.
And it's like pink and stuff.
Yeah. I don't remember it looking like that.
I think it just might be like bad rip, like the quality or something. I'm not sure if it was.
But exactly that doesn't look like how it did at all. It was like this blue castle that was kind of cartoon.
I know they turn it into there is, remember we were watching earlier in the kitchen, like a video of the blue one, but it still wasn't, it was still Tinkerbell just, actually I don't even know if she was in it. It was very simple. It wasn't like you guys were describing. So I don't know.
Yeah, I want to know more about this one because I really don't understand like a Disney exactly. Expert.
Let us know what the hell is going on.
Oh, there's plenty of Disney experts.
I know there are. So yeah, because I don't know. It's confusing. It's weird.
Okay, this is the one I saw most recently on TikTok that made me want to do this episode. Okay, I distinctly remember there being a bank robber emoji, and I remember using it. I can clearly picture what it looks like, and apparently there has never been a bank robber emoji ever. And I really want to know if any of you else remember this, because this is like painful for my brain. I know that this was a thing.
See, I never saw one.
And here's a mock-up of someone else that remembers it, drew it, of what it should look like. And it looks exactly like I fucking remember
that's
it. So
weird.
What, we're just sharing memories? Like,
that's
what
weird.
Is that?
That's weird.
I don't know even what to say. Like, I so clearly remember that.
Apparently, some people are also experiencing this with a hiker emoji.
A hiker emoji. Yeah. I remember a hiker emoji.
Emoji?
Yeah. There's not one?
Apparently not. With like a stick or something, like a walking stick. Yeah. I remember that one more than the robber one I don't remember, but I do remember the like hiker one. I guess there's not.
He was wearing a backpack, I think, too.
Yes.
I guess that's like not a thing.
What the fuck? That's weird. Okay. Tell us in the comments if either of you remember or
if you remember either of them.
Yeah.
Words are fun. If any of you guys remember them,
yeah,
let us know, because maybe they like had them. No, because you could have looked it up and then Google would have been like, yeah, they had them at one point and they got rid of them or something.
Yeah.
There's just like no recollection.
Or is there some other cartoon or that we're remembering, or is there an explanation? Because is it possible that all of these things are a collection of false memories, that we are experiencing these things as a group? And so I had to screenshot a few that you guys sent me this morning that I definitely have not heard anyone else say these are your own personal Mandela effects. Let's see if we agree with any of them.
Okay.
Or are these just false memories of people recalling things wrong?
Exactly.
So someone said, nobody is freaking talking about this, but I always thought it was Guy Fieri, not Guy Fieri. I can't find anyone else who thought the same except for a few of Jenna and Julian's old podcasts where Julian said Fieri.
I always thought it was Fieri.
Yeah, I always thought it was Fieri.
Always Guy Fieri.
Did you ever think it was Fieri?
Believe it, Tom.
No,
I think you might just be a little confused on that one. Okay, this one was interesting. Someone remembers learning that their hearts are center left and not fully left. I thought this was taught in primary school.
Yeah, I was taught that. Not like fully left.
I was always taught your heart's on your left side.
It is left, but like, isn't it like right here? Not like over here.
Yeah, that's where it is.
So that's like center left to me.
No? That is like center left. Yeah. I don't really think that is a Mandela effect.
Yeah.
I think that's what they do teach us.
I think they are. It's not like straight up over here on your left by your shoulder or something. Like it's in your chest.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. This person, I thought this was kind of funny. Mandy. She thinks that maybe Larry King died already.
Apparently he's still alive.
Yeah, he's definitely alive. He's definitely very alive.
Yep.
But they could have sworn they remember him dying and it being in the news.
Could it be that he was on CNN forever at his like live show, but then all this, you know, he retired from it.
And that was a big deal.
Maybe that was like a false memory of him dying when in reality he just like retired or something.
Or maybe other people remember Larry King dying, though.
That's interesting.
You'll have to comment below if you agree with Mandy.
Right.
Okay, this is Manda. She says, I used to watch a lot of older shows when I was little. Older people I know agree on the original 60s Adam Family show daughter was originally named Tuesday, but now it's Wednesday. I always remember Wednesday.
Wednesday, always remember Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday Adams. And Tuesday I don't even Adams. Watch that show, but I definitely always remember it being Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that one, Amanda.
Last one. Olivia. I always thought it was the hungry, hungry caterpillar, only to find out it has always been the very hungry caterpillar.
I knew it was very hungry.
Yeah, very hungry caterpillar.
You're thinking hungry, hungry hippo girl.
Yeah, exactly. Hungry, hungry hippo. Yep, I agree.
But it's interesting when we remember these in a giant group. Like, of course, we're going to have false memories and remember things wrong.
Right.
But, you know, what's the chances that hundreds of thousands
Tons
of people
have collective memories?
Right.
Especially
that's a phenomenon to me
from different generations and stuff. Like the whole thing that like if our parents believe it and we believe it and it turns out to be wrong. Like how long have people been believing this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And has the Mandela effect like always been around, but maybe like it just hasn't had a name for it because. Yeah. The internet wasn't a thing, so you couldn't look up, like, why does this all of a sudden look different to me?
Right. Like were people experiencing these by themselves before, not able to connect with others who might have had the same memories, or they might have felt too weird to say anything.
Right.
Like, oh, what's wrong with you, weirdo? Like, what do you mean?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting just how wrong our perception of reality can be and how we can create these false memories over time. Like, one thing to think about is your childhood bedroom. Most of us feel like we can remember our childhood bedrooms pretty well, like down to where the lamps were, where like a little piggy bank was or something.
Totally.
But in reality, if you were to draw up what you think your room looked like, it would probably be slightly different, or you remember a lamp being somewhere, but it wasn't actually exactly where you know, it actually was. Mm-hmm. But it's your brain's way of like filling in those memories and trying to complete the image in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that's, I mean, there's a thing called confabulation, and it's basically like honest lying.
Mm-hmm.
A person creates a false memory without intending to lie or to deceive others. Instead, they're, like you said, just trying to fill in the gaps to make it make sense. Because I think, you know, humans, it's our nature to try and have things make sense, have a why at the end of the day. It makes us feel more comfortable. So I think our brains are just kind of wired to fill in the gaps of places maybe we aren't sure of, but we convince ourselves that we're sure of.
But it's like, and yes, that totally makes sense for so many things. Like a lot of the examples we just read, I think are perfect examples of that. But some of these where it's so many people, it's like, and our brains are all doing the exact same thing.
Exact on random shit like Berenstain Bears.
Right.
Like who cares about that?
Yeah. Like why do enough people get so upset and heated about that? We clearly really remember it.
Why does the Fruit Loops thing make me like
irk so badly. Yes,
so many of these things.
But then, of course, you know, we talk about true crime all the time, and we know how incorrect some witness statements can be. It's proven that, you know, when a car accident happens, if like five people see it, everyone will have like a slightly different version of how they think it played out. That makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. And Innocence Project put out a really interesting statistic that eyewitnesses and misidentification is by far the leading cause of wrongful convictions. Mm-hmm. And that 75% of wrongful convictions are overturned with DNA later on, but they're from, you know, people were originally accused based on witness testimony that was wrong and proven to be incorrect later on.
That's, yeah, that's wild.
It is. And especially when we do witness traumatic things, our brain like does wild stuff and remembers it all kind of differently or foggy, or we can block things out and fill it in with something different.
Right.
Yep. Our brains are so much more complicated than we realize. We like to think we have a lot more control of them and that we understand our own heads more than we do.
Most of the stuff we're doing is subconscious. Like we're not, like you said, a lot of the reasons why, like, because there's so many times where in traumatic events, people report completely blacking out for periods of time. No recollection of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll, you know, recall something that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Or they'll claim that they don't remember, and then all of a sudden something will bring that memory back to the surface and you all of a sudden do recall it. And that could be a very scary time for people because it's like reliving trauma that you don't, you know, you haven't remembered for decades or something. And
yeah, that is such a good point. Like how memories can like live in certain parts of your head and you can like shut them down and then they can randomly become reactivated.
Like, have like, I don't, for example, there was this like childhood book that I like remember reading about, and then all of a sudden like I like came upon the picture of it the other day and it tripped me out because I hadn't had this like memory, and it like me and my mm-hmm. brother has like inside joke with the book, and it was like this whole thing as a kid.
Yeah,
and I hadn't thought of it in like 2 decades, it feels like, and then all of a sudden it was like this memory out of nowhere was just like I was
ignited.
I was like a time traveler, like went back into time for a second. It was like the weird, or like a scent.
Oh,
you'll walk into a place and it's like you're immediately transformed into a specific place.
Yep. This year that happened to me with our Christmas village that I grew up with. My mom had like saved all the little characters from our little Christmas village, and I remembered all of them, all the characters so well, had like storylines in my head for all of them. And I like took them all out of the box for the first time in years and just was filled with so many other memories that were attached to me playing with them and things mm-hmm. with my sister. And yeah, it's strange. And then, you know, one thing that I just thought of is recently I did a video on Elizabeth Smart. And if you aren't familiar with that story, basically she was kidnapped in the middle of the night and her little sister was in the room with her and saw this happening. But the guy thought she was asleep, but she wasn't. She was watching him. Mm-hmm. She saw the whole thing happened. And then so Elizabeth was held captive for 9 months total, but like around, I can't remember exactly, but around 4 or 5 months into it, her little sister remembered exactly who it was. She figured out who the guy was. It like all of a sudden came to her. Oh my God. It was this one guy that went to our house one time. He worked in our house and I remember his voice, and she was able to connect it, and they went to the police and said, she remembers it was him now. And that memory was blocked for her.
Right.
Probably because of the fear of seeing her sister being kidnapped.
And you know, that's really interesting.
And then it just unlocked.
Like what unlocked it all of a sudden? That's right? Like wild.
I know. That story really just...
Like then you go into this whole like spirituality thing. If like you believe in like universal energy, like was the universe literally like giving you that clue so that you could like go save your sister at the end of the day?
Right.
Like when you're like, I need a sign, whether that's from God or from the universe or whatever the fuck
guides,
you believe in.
Your ancestors.
Yeah, whatever it is. Like something. Is that the sign?
Maybe it is.
That's weird.
Do we have some type of help? Can thoughts be put into our mind? Can memories be reactivated by sources other than ourselves? I don't know. I mean, that's when you really get trippy talking about this stuff, but
maybe
it's really, really interesting.
Of course, we kind of tapped into before the alternate universe, parallel universe theory of are there a bunch of us all, you know, slightly living different lives?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we're bouncing back and forth in our realities.
Or we're kind of in touch with our other selves in a weird way that we like share a memory system.
Right.
And so we remember things from other timelines or whatever.
Right.
Or I mean, some people think that it's like time travel,
mm-hmm.
that things actually have been changed, that there isn't multiverse, that it is one universe, we're on one timeline, but it's being altered.
Right. Some people believe like, oh, was it a time traveler going back in time and changing this? And maybe to us, it's like minuscule, like, okay, why would you bother changing what, how Fruit Loops is spelled? But like, who knows the bigger picture, like the bigger purpose of it? Like maybe these weird things had to be changed just, you know, just enough to where the average person, but like us on an average day wouldn't notice it. But then, you know, in reality, like
there's some bigger reason.
Who knows?
That's so weird to think about.
Like,
that's like, wow. Yeah. Or if, I mean, going back to the parallel universe idea and kind of the Bernstein Bears thing and their last name being changed and all of that, like for Fruit Loops, maybe in another universe at the pitch meeting when they all got together and they're like, Fruit Loops, what are we going to name it? That they just decided to go with a different name in another universe. They're like, you know what? I like the OOT, but the fruit is a lot. It explains that it's fruit. Like maybe they just made a different decision in that universe. There was a different person working in the room, or that person was slightly in a different mood that day. Like, that's what people, most people that believe in Mandela Effect believe, is that it's these small things that have happened and that we're overlapping.
But then, like, if you believe that, then you also kind of goes hand in hand with, like, believing that you travel between these different universes. Because if you have so-called, you know, for lack of a better term, caught them the trick, like, oh, I figured out that Fruit Loops isn't spelled like this. Well, then how did you know that without traveling to a different dimension? Like, you obviously, if you believe that I lived in a time where Fruit Loops wasn't two O's, two loops, then like,
but it's maybe you're sharing a consciousness pool with that other version of yourself. So you're sharing memories and like, from a universe where it is spelled that way. And it's not just you traveling. It's not actually you bouncing back. Because that's what people are like, well, if I was in a different universe, then who was here when, you know?
Still you, but like maybe your spirit like bounced. Yeah. Or maybe we do it when we sleep and we wake up and we're in like a slightly different universe. And you ever feel
like that? Well, you don't dream much, but sometimes I do feel like I'm in like a whole different world. Like, I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I can't even really put it into words because it's nothing like human that I could explain. I mean, I could go on and
maybe,
on, but
I don't know.
I think to me, when I really think about it, I don't think all of these things can be explained by just false memories. Maybe if it was just one or two people that believe these things, then yeah. And some of them, yes. But I think there's got to be a reason why mass amounts of people remember these same things. And some of them are really specific. I mean, like, there's definitely a few in here where I'm just like, that cannot be. I just can't even wrap my mind around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm somewhere in between where I don't know, like, if I don't know. It's just, it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it could be anything. I'm really open to the idea of parallel universes. That's something that does make sense to me. Other dimensions, other version of ourselves. I think that could happen. And there's a lot of interesting theories and ideas people have brought forward to back that up, and evidence to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of people just kind of dismiss this Mandela thing as just a big
weird, like,
yeah,
or like just a lot of people
are just being annoying, whatever, and people remember things wrong. It's like, yes, people do remember things wrong, but
yeah,
not in these mass amounts.
Not when like the majority of people by far believe one thing that's wrong.
Right.
Or is that just like a major flaw in humans we have that we just,
why are we all
collectively make up bullshit?
I don't know. I think there's more to it than that. I really do. But
I don't know.
I don't understand it. I think it's one of those things we may never understand, but there's going to be more. Like, I bet you if we wanted to do an episode on this in like 5 years, there'd be a whole slew of new ones. Like,
Fruit Loops is back again.
Oh my God. Please. No, I can't handle that.
It's really bothering me.
Yeah. I don't like that. I do not like that.
When whoever tweeted that at me, I was like, nah, they're confused.
And the We Are the Champions thing. Like, oh, I really hope there's world. Maybe the live thing is really the explanation for that. But that hurts my brain, man.
It's bizarre. I don't know.
It is.
But yeah. That's what we'll leave you this week, guys. Let us know if there's other Mandela effects that we didn't cover.
Yeah. And, you know, tell us if you believe that there's something going on here, if this is just false memories.
Yeah.
You know,
collective
false memories.
I don't know, but I am mind blown that I do know. This shit really trips me out. This was, like the first thing that really got me weirded out about. Like, I think I was literally introduced to like conspiracy theories through this.
Really? This might have been like the first one.
Yeah. It was so trippy. And I was like, how is this possible? And
it's definitely one of the first, like, I don't even know if I'd call it a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. It's like a phenomenon.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. People like to call it a conspiracy is a crime. Yeah. It's like a, it's more than one person involved in a crime.
But it introduced me like to this theory of like, everything is not as it may seem.
Yes.
Type of shit.
Like question your reality thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, strange phenomena.
There's thanks, Berenstein Bears. Shout out to you for making me woke. <I'm just kidding>. All right, guys. Well, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us on this sesh, and we'll see you on the next sesh. But until then, keep it fresh.